Curled up in a ball in his warm, cozy bed, Thomas shivered and shook from his toes to his head. Tomorrow was coming, and coming too fast. All he could envision was a scary forecast. His thoughts were racing, palms drenched with sweat, heart beating a mile a minute. How much worse could it get? Thomas knew without doubt the day would not have a good end. He'd be lucky indeed to still have a friend. Time was running out, and he was so scared of standing in front of the class. What a total nightmare! He pictured himself falling headlong, right down to the floor like a bouncing ping pong. Words coming out of his mouth in a voice not his own, like a small squeaky mouse. He just wanted to groan. Saying something stupid, absolutely, totally wrong, making him appear like a complete ding-dong. Freezing up like a clam, without a word coming out, he'd appear a complete fool. Yep, there was no doubt. Appearing at his door, Mom said, "What's going on? If you go to bed now, you'll be up before dawn." "Can I stay home tomorrow?" Thomas pleaded so sadly. "My head hurts. I'm sick and feeling quite badly. I may have the flu or a contagious disease, a terrible virus, an infection, or weird allergies. My temperature's up by a zillion degrees. I can't stop sneezing and am weak in the knees." Was it working, he wondered, as his mom gave him a squeeze. "Oh, please let it, please let it, please, 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 please." "Hmm," said his mom, "you don't feel warm at all. Perhaps to the doctor's office, we should make a quick call. He'll know what to do right on the spot. Prescribe some healing medicine, or perhaps give you a shot." Oh, no, thought Thomas. She wasn't buying it in the least. His chances of staying home had just rapidly decreased. On to a new plan. The truth he'd tell Mom. Surely she'd understand and not want him to bomb. Sympathetic she was, but not like he thought. Poor Thomas was feeling more than a little distraught. Though Mom reassured him with words meant to calm, he may as well have asked to escape to beaches and palms. "You're definitely not alone in this feeling of dread. The first thing you must do is get out of that bed. With preparation and practice, you might be amazed at how well you'll do, and by fear, not be fazed. Just speak to one person like you're speaking to me, and long it won't be before you're smiling with glee." In front of his mom, he practiced his speech over and over until his goal was in reach. He was no longer stammering and could actually speak without trembling, sweating, or his knees going weak. Thomas went to bed still anxious and afraid, but knew without doubt definite progress he'd made. Next morning he awoke with a feeling of dread, but knew he had no choice but to get out of bed. Forget breakfast, no appetite at all. The time was nearing for his humiliating downfall. Up the familiar school steps, down the long hallway to disaster, through his mind, scary thoughts ran faster and faster. He listened and noticed as classmates got up to talk, everyone paid attention and did not embarrass or mock. That made him feel a little more at ease, enough anyway to stop the trembling of his knees. Then it happened. His name was called out. "Just get me out of here," Thomas wanted to shout. Much to his surprise, as he stood in front of the class, words tumbled out and over his tongue easily passed. It was over, finally over, and he had survived. No tripping, no falling, or being chastised. Happy and smiling, sitting back at his desk, Thomas had learned a valuable lesson for doing his best. Preparation, preparation, yes, is the fundamental key. Being totally prepared is a success guarantee.